So I want to pick up from where we left off yesterday, Rabosai. The Gemara talks about the minyana, the Rav Chiya lemi'utei mai. The Rav Chiya lists 24 avos nezikin, the most expansive list of all. The Gemara says that the number 24 is lemi'utei moser umefagil. And the Gemara, what is moser? Rashi explains moser mamun chaveru yarakum umefagil, as we know from the Mishnah Gittin that we saw. Mefagel bekadshim, kohanim shepigul bemigdash, so bemezit chayavin. These are the two cases Rav Chiya did not want to include. And the Gemara explains why are they different, why they're not included in his list. Says the Gemara, when it comes to mefagel, it's easy, because bekadshim will come out. Rav Chiya is limiting himself to discussions not of kadshim. What about moser? Says the Gemara, moser is because bedibura, because the act of Mesira is really not an action, it's divor, to be married, to show, to tell the person that this is where the money is available for you to take, and that's how it happens, and that's the hezek of Moser. Therefore, b'dibura lo kamayri, the Gemara explains, I motzi shemra is listed, the Gemara says it has a mice involved, Rashi says it be'ila, Tosis has another suggestion, according to the other opinion, that you have to hire Edim. The Gemara asks, Edim zomimin, which is dibura, that's mentioned. Gemara says that's a chiddush of Rachmana Kayyemai, says we explained, Kashazam Lasus Gachiv is considered a hezek with the Gemara Din, and that's considered Nasiya. So therefore, that's considered a Maisa. But as far as Rav Chiya is concerned, Dibura lo kamayri, and as far as Mefagel Bekachim lo kamayri, we also consider the idea that Dibura lo kamayri could actually help us for Mefagel too. That depends on how to understand what the Maisa Mazik of Mefagel is. Rashi, as we'll soon discuss more at length, Rashi in Krisus clearly assumes that Mefagel is an act of Dibor, not an act of Maisa in a formal sense. The Hezek is through the Dibor. Dibor could be the Machshava is spoken out. That's a Dibor. This is also what it seems from Tosfos. Tosfos says later that it's considered a not Garmi because it's considered a Dibor that led to a Maisa, that's considered a Maisa, but it's the Dibor that's the Hezek. So therefore, B'dibur lo kamayri could really mean, according to Rashi at least, that the Dibur of Mefagel, which is the Hezek, is the same way that Moser lo kamayri, the Dibur so too, the Dibur kamayri by Moser, so too by Mefagel. Meidach Kisa, on the other hand, the Tosas Rid, Deren Gitin, the Ramban, others shown him assume that the Hezek of Mefagel is the Maisa that you do, the Shechita, the Avoda that you do with Machsheves Pigo. Therefore, according to that, Mefagel is considered a Maisa, not a Dibur, and therefore it needs its own answer. Why isn't it mentioned? Because Bekachim will kamayri. And why isn't Moser mentioned? Because B'dibur will kamayri. What emerges from this sugya, without any question, is that with regard to the halacha itself of the chavdal avos nezikin of Rav Chiya, which as the Gemara is soon going to say, we'll read soon in the Gemara, that the significance of calling them avos is that they pay me meitav, that halacha extends to Moser Mefagel as well. The din is clear. Moser is chayiv, and he has to pay edus. He has to pay mimeitav, miyafesh ben chasav, so mefagel. That's what we saw in the Rambam, the halacha as well. In the Rambam paskins, the din of Moser, you pay miyafesh ben chasav, so it is by mefagel. The only question is why Rav Chiya didn't list it in his list of avos nezikin, and that's what we're discussing in our Gemara. However, Rashi in Krisus, where this Gemara also appears in connection to different places where you have a minyan mentioned, a number. And the Gemara says, minyana l'miutei mai, so the Gemara discusses there as well, the minyana de Rav Chiya. Says the Gemara, that the minyan of Rav Chiya, chavdalid, is l'miutei mos mefagel, comes Rashi over there in Krisus and learns pshat very different than what it comes from our sugya. Rashi says, l'miutei mos mefagel, that they're not mentioned because they don't have the din of meitav. Lashon of Rashi there, Krisus Dav Beis Amid Beis. Kohen Shepigel Kabbalah Shei Yisrael, so on. Ena Mishal Mimeitav, the high hezek dibura bi almohu, the hezek sheena nikur ninu. I know Avram asked yesterday, one of the fellows asked me from the Russian Dibura, who, I don't know exactly, Dibura bi'alma, who, or he, and then Hezek she'nikar ninhu, I don't know what to make of the difference, but b'pashtus, what comes out of Rashi is what's true by Moser is true by Mefagel, and they both are the same, in that they did not pay meitav. That's what the minyan is, l'miyute. And why not? Because of two reasons, two things that they both, that these two things Moshe and Fagel have in common, two characteristics. It's Dibur bi'alma. That's where we see in Rashi that Fagel is Dibur. And Moser is obviously also Dibur. And also, Hezek Shein Nikr Ninhu. So we know that Mefago is Hezek Shein Nikr. That's from the Sugi and Gittin. The Gemara discusses that in connection to Hezek Shein Nikr. It's another example of Hezek Shein Nikr, besides for the three of the Mishnah. And we also see a Chiddush that Moser is called Hezek Shein Nikr. That's what we see in this Rashi. We have to explain it based on what we saw in the Sugi of Kuf Yud Zayin and Bava Kama. That once you show the person where the money is, it's as if it was burnt already. And therefore, handing it over, even if there's a mice involved with handing it over, that's not the hezek. The hezek was earlier. And at that point, no one sees it. No one sees the hezek. The fact that it's good as burnt, but that's not physical fire. It's just that it's as if it's taken away. The hezek is done. In the same way that the other examples are in a nikkur. You don't see the hezek in front of you. This is Shitas Rashi. So we know by definition that Moser and Mefagel both are hezek shein nikkur. And also, they are Dibura. And Rashi says they don't pay Mimeta because of these two aspects. So it's very interesting. Tosis jumps all over Rashi, the Sugi here in Bava Kama, Muchach, that they pay Meita, they just don't get mentioned in the list of Rav Chia. And Rashi here increases his learning that the Pshat of Lemi'ute, Mosem Mefagel, means that there's no Chiv of Meita. So what's the Pshat in Rashi? Why should these two aspects contribute to not having Meitav? And how do you reconcile the fact that in Gemara, in Bava Kama, it's clear that they do have Meitav, they just don't get mentioned in the list. And here Rashi learns increases differently. What's the Pshat? So we began to say Pshat yesterday. Let's see if we just develop it a little further. And Rav Nachum basically says this vort, but just to try to elaborate a little bit on it. There is a machlokas, as we know, hezek she'en a nikr, shmei hezek lo shmei hezek. And the Gemara has this discussion here. What is Rav Chia's shita? When Rav Chia lists these three things, is it based on the fact that hezek she'en a nikr, lo shmei hezek? Because after all, otherwise, satana le nezek. So why mention it separately? Says the Gemara, no, really, he could hold hezek she'en a nikr, shmei hezek. But satana le, he mentions a different category, hezek de minkara and hezek de lo minkara. Gemara is willing to say Rav Chia does end up holding Hezek Shein Nikr is Shmei Hezek. But this is a fundamental machlokes, and this explains why the Mezit Chayiv B'Shogi Pater, which direction is it coming from? Is it that Midoraisa, everything should be Chayiv, the Chachamim didn't want that you should be Chayiv B'Shogi so that you'll inform the person that what you did? Or the other way around, Midoraisa is not called a Hezek, the only reason it's a Hezek is because the Knas, the Chachamim made on you, that lo shmei hezek, but they made you pay because of the knas, and that's why they made you chayv b'nezek. But we see that there's a fundamental question here in terms of these three examples, which now carries over to Mefagel and Moser, according to Rashi, which is also called hezek she'en a nikr. The question is as follows. How could you explain hezek she'en a nikr? How could you explain that midameh menasech pays me meitav? If we hold Hezek Nikr Shmei Hezek, then we understand very, very well. Then the Pshat is, then it's basically Hezek, it's Nezek. Nezek, as we'll soon see, everything gets covered by Tachas Nesin Shalim Kesef. Nezek is one of those things that you can find the word, the key word in the Torah. And Nezek pays me Meitav. And this is Hezek. Okay, it's a different example of Hezek, another application, Hezek She'en Nikr, but it's Hezek Shmei Hezek. So you understand why it pays me Meitav. But if we go with Hezek Shein Nikr Lo Shmei Hezek, which is one option, it's one path, one pshat is the Mezid Chayiv because of a knas. Okay, so you're chayiv to pay. But why do you pay me Meitav? Where does that come from? So Rashi says, and when Rashi says it, he doesn't tell you he's going Amanda Shmei Hezek versus Lo Shmei Hezek. He says, both in the beginning of the sugya and at the end of the sugya, Rashi says, why do mishpatame medam menasech pay me meitav? Rashi says, it's based on, and why is it called an av based on it? Why is it called an av? How does it define as an av, therefore? So Rashi says, beginning of the sugya, it's called one of the avos nezikin, even though it's lo ksivi behedya, you don't have metame medame menasech in the chumash, and yet havi avos shebechal nezek hein. They're included in nezek. The nezek mamon ksiva torah, not kenefesh ben b'yishal mena. Kach kosev Rashi in the beginning of the sugya, after where he discusses the list of avchiyah. That's as far as why it's called an ad, because it's bechal nezek, and nezek is in the Torah. Why does it pay me meitav? At the end of the sugya, the very end of the Rashi. Rashi says, come out at the very last line here. B'tamei medam menasech b'chal nezek hein, u'benezek siv beitachas. That's the limud. The magia here, whatever it is, shal and tachas, whatever, we'll get to this Rashi. So if nezek has the din of meitav based on whatever word it is, so this is b'chal nezek. Rashi is silent about hezek she'ni k'shmei hezek lo shmei hezek. So what does that mean? So if I hold shmei hezek, then it's b'chal nezek, obviously, midoraisa. But if I hold lo shmei hezek, it's just a knas. So how can Rashi be saying that there'll be a din of meitav because b'chal nezek? So the answer will have to be, and this is, I want to thank Akiva for pointing out to me, in the Rabbeinu Chananel, Mashal, he's bothered in a sense by this question. Rabbeinu Chananel, in the very bottom of the page here, you see, he says, the very last line, V'tam v'dam nasech, v'amos v'mefagel, kivin d'kaimel on hezek she'nik shmei hezek, shaychi kul b'chal nezek. What does that line suggest? Why the b'chal nezek? Because why? Because we go, hezek and nik shmei hezek. Meaning to say, he can't imagine that he can call b'chal nezek if you were to hold hezek lo shmei hezek. It's just a knas. It's a pella. He says the kaimelon. I mean, Tosa says otherwise. The sugya in Gittin seems to say the kaimelon the other way. We hold lo shmei hezek. So how can he say we kaimelon shmei hezek? That's difficult. But you see that he can't imagine that it should be called hezek if it's just a knas. Again, Rashi doesn't say that we're tied down here to the Manda Amar of Shmei Hezek, and that's why we consider the Chal Nezek. So the answer is that even if you tell me that the Chiyuv that you have to pay is only the Rabbanan, Midaraisa, it's not called Hezek. Midrabbanan, they made a Knas, you have to pay the Mezid. That's why they were made a Knas, they had the reasons for making the Knas. But the Geder of this Knas, the Geder of this Takana, the mechanism was that they consider it to be nezek. So the Chachamim are determining this to be a hezek, midrabbanan. No, if nezek has a halacha that you pay, so here you pay else because of nezek. But here is where Rashi Krisus might depart from what it would seem from our sugya. Namely as follows. Rashi will hold that given the fact that this hezek has two strikes against it. Really, it's hezek she'en nikar, which we're going to go now with the raisa lo shmei hezek. It's hezek she'en nikar. On top of that, it's only dibur. This is where onus and mefagel might be less than automatic metame medam menasech. When it comes to metame medam menasech, the chachamim said, since we're going to treat it like a hezek, so it's going to have all the dinim of nezek of the Torah. So what does nezek of the Torah have associated with it? That when you pay the best. You pay meita. The chachamim are the ones who are koveya that it's called a hezek. The chachamim can say, we're going to consider this to be hezek. That's what the geder of their takana, of their knas is about. But once you get to a case of moser mefagel, which is really midaraisa, it's not a hezek. And the element of Chachamim treated as Hezek. Yeah, but how far? We're going to give it the Shem Mazik to the fullest extent, to the extent that you have the din of Meitav, that detail as well? The answer is no. If it's only Dibur B'Alma, it's a weaker form of Hezek, and therefore it won't come with that extra stringency that's associated typically with Maki Nefesh Ben Mishal Men. And that's the Pshat in Rashi increases. So what we have to do to explain Rashi and Krisus is to say one thing, that Rashi is learning the sugya and Krisus al derech which shita of hezek she'en nikar, lo shmei hezek, And then we're talking only Drabbanan, that Drabbanan made it a considered like a hesek. On that we can say, but on a dibur bi'alma, the Chachamim didn't give it the extra halacha of hesek ugabe din meita. That's the basic approach that we'll say for Rashi increases. And therefore, the minyana of Rav Chia lemi'ute mosim afagel is not just that it doesn't get mentioned in the list, but it has a din meita. No, if hesek heinika lo shmei hesek, then all you're going to be able to do is say that they have to that they pay midrabanan. But since it's dibur bi'alma, it won't have to pay mimeita. So it's a minyana lemi'ute that there's no din meita. That's the sugi increases. Because that's going around the Amma Hezek Shanika Loshme Hezek. You learn our Gemara, it seems clear from our Gemara, that Mefagel does pay Mimeta. The Gemara asks, Mefagel Bishlam and Mefagel Bekachim Lo Kamairi. What does that mean? Because it's Kachim, you don't pay Meta? Why not? There's no reason Bekachim shouldn't have Meta. What does the Gemara mean? Bekachim Lo Kamairi. Obviously means Kachim, he's not discussing Kachim. So when the Gemara says Dibura, it's all about Dibura Kamari, Bekachim Kamari, it's about mentioning it in the list. When the Gemara says Bidibura Lo Kamari, ask the Gemara for Moshi Shemra. The Gemara meant Bidibura Kamari, so what? So there's no Meitav by Moser. It can't mean there's no meta, because why would it be no meta? Because it's Dibura and because it's Hezek Shein and Nikr. What does Gemara ask for? Motzi Shemra. Motzi Shemra is not Hezek Shein and Nikr. So the entire sugya, obviously, is revolving around not the question of paying Meitav or not paying Meitav, but it's revolving around whether it should be included or not. So when the Gemara ends up saying most of Mefagel lo kamayri b'dibur kamayri b'kachim kamayri, it's clear that the Gemara is assuming there is a din meitav. Why? What happened to the Rashi increases? The answer is this sugya will be going lemanda amar hezek shenanikar shmei hezek, which is what the Gemara just finished saying and working Rav Chia into that manda amar. That happened right before. The Gemara says, should we say Rav Chia holds Lo Shmei Hezek, that's why he mentions Metamim Da Menasech. Otherwise, it's Bechal Nezek. So it's Gemara. No, really, he can really hold Shmei Hezek. But Tani Hezeka De Minkera, the Tani Hezeka De Lo Minkera. So working off of that, which is the last word that the Gemara said, Rav Chia can hold Shmei Hezek. So then, when the Gemara continues and discusses most of Mefagel's not being mentioned, it's only going to relate to the issue of whether it's mentioned. But of course, Meitav it will have, because we're going now Shmei Hezek, so there's no reason to take away the Din of Meitav. So that's kind of how you're going to have to separate the Rashi increases from the Sugya here. Just 2 seconds. Still in all, so why should we, why not learn the Sugya increases like our Sugya? If the Loka Mairi in our sugya has to mean that it's just a question of not mentioning it, but it will have the metav. So, why did Rashi have to create this new chidush that most of the fagel don't have metav just because he wants that sugya to go to halacha of hezek shem nikar lo shmei hezek? And now you have, I guess, room to say this that the chachamim did not. And I give it the stringency of Meitav. Maybe there too it should just boil down to the fact that it's not mentioned because it's different, because it's Dibura. I understand that we can work it out. Our sugya can go Shmei Hezek, and that sugya can go Lo Shmei Hezek, and you say Lo Shmei Hezek, then it's about the Chachamim making it Bechal Nezek, but they won't make it Bechal Nezek for Meitav. If it's Dibura, it's Hezek Shei Nikra and Dibura. But why can't it just be what our Gemara says? I mean, that's what Tosus is asking, essentially. Asug is about, it's not mentioned because it's different than the rest. That's it, Dibura lo kamayri. All we're doing is we're explaining what Rashi said. Why did Rashi have to say that? Maybe, or just not tentatively to suggest. Maybe. I'm saying it a little bit, maybe. The chiluk of the Gemara, the Dibura lo Kamairi, If I hold Shmei Hezek, I could say, oh, but this Hezek, a Hezek of Kachim, a Hezek of Dibur, lo kamayri. Shmei Hezek, but not a Hezek of Kachim, not a Hezek of Dibur. But if I hold lo Shmei Hezek, and it's a Knas, so I'm mentioning a Knas. So I should mention a Knas because it's Dibur. I should mention a Knas because it's Kachim. Once there is already a knas, it's not just a strict straightforward hezek a midoraisa. There's a chachama coming here to make a knas. Okay, so maybe you have a gedder to it. They make it a b'chal nezek. But if you're not going to say that it doesn't have meta because it's dibur, then you're going to have to say it in terms of arsugya, which is, oh, it's different than the rest. It's dibur. It's kachim. It's dibur. It doesn't speak about dibur. Why not? Another knas. So it's a knas has to do with Dibur. Why not? Mention the knas. Mention it. List it. Dafke here when the mechanism midaraisa, it's hezek. It's not a knas at all. It's a chiv midaraisa. So maybe here it makes sense to say, oh, but, yeah, it's good, it's true, but it's midibura. Midibura lo kamayri. Mefagel, mekachem lo kamayri. But if it's going to be, if that sugya holds the halacha, as Rashi is going that the halacha is hezek and lo shmei hezek, so then maybe the fact that it's a knas is every reason to mention it, even if it is a dibur. So therefore, Rashi felt also must be the pshat is different over there. Must be that, to the contrary, since lo shmei hezek, so the chachamim are making a b'chal hezek, okay, fine, but the dibura, they didn't give it the din of meitav. So there maybe that would like have forced Rashi to learn pshat in that gemara different than this gemara. Again, the basic outline is that sugi is going with mandama lo shmei hezek. And then the lambda says that the chacham made b'chal nezek, but not l'gabi meitav, given the fact that it's a weaker mazik, it's b'dibur. Our sugya is going shmei hezek, and then b'dibur kamayu just means it doesn't discuss dibur. I'm only asking, so why not learn that sugya, even if your tummy goes lo shmei hezek, but why not just learn it the same way as our gemara already? The answer is, could be, if you hold lo shmei hezek, and it's a knas, so then maybe the dibur kamayu doesn't really make sense to mean it didn't mention it. Why not mention another knas? Okay, I'm not sure. Maybe it's a suggestion. If you can just hold your fire for one more minute, and just we'll put it, just put one more twist on this. But so far it's good. It's holding. Yeah. Can you hold another 2 minutes? Yeah. I think that this is Rashi L'shitasa. What we'll say. This mahalach that we're suggesting is Rashi L'shitasa. That this the idea that Rashi could say in Krisus that most of the Mefagel are not included because they don't have Meitav, and we're explaining because they're going Hezek Nikolosh Mei Hezek El Mai the Chachamim will say Yerchayev and they'll make it Bechal Nezek. That's what they did for Metamidam Nasech by Mefagel by Moser. They'll say yeah, but not to the extent that it's going to be Meitav because it's a weaker Mazik. This is all beautiful, perfectly beautiful within Rashi, who said that the reason why you have to pay mimeitav by mitamidam nasech is because it's bechal nezek. And as we're explaining, even if it's lo shmei nezek, but midarabanan, it's bechal nezek. If you look at the rush here, the rush says something very different. Why do mitamidam nasech pay meitav? Rabosai, what does he say? Does he say because it's Bechal Nezek? What does the Rush say? Because it's like Knas. Meaning it's like, for example, what in the list of Rav Chiya? How does he start his list after? What does he start with the list? Kefel, Dalet Vehei. In other words, it's a Knas. And Knas pays the Meta. That's what the Rush wrote over here. Kuan goes B'shal Mimetav, U'metamid Amenasech Api de Knaset Rabbanan, Kein knas deoraisa kansu shami meitav. It's knas, kein knas deoraisa. According to Rush's logic, our entire stickle term Rashi Krisus falls away. There's no reason why, if it's a knas, it should be meitav. What when I say because it's dibura, because it's hezek shein and nicker, it's lo mishaneli. Knas is why you pay meitav. So there's no reason in the world why mefagel and moser should not be paid meitav, according to the Rush. The reason why for Rashi you can allow for such an idea that there's no Meitav is because Rashi Lishitaso is explaining that the reason why Metam Medam and Nasech have Meitav is because it's Bechal Nezek. And as we said, even if Rosh Mei Hezek, but Midraban, it's Bechal Nezek. And now we can say, but the Chacham said, but Bechal Nezek, fine. But by a case of Mefagel and Mose, which is a weaker Mazik, it's the Dibura, so then the Chacham will make it Bechal Nezek with all of the stringencies of Mazik of the Neta. But if the reason why Metam Adam and Nasech have a Dimetam is because it's a Knas, no, Mefagel is also a Knas, and Mose is also a Knas, no? Which should be no different. If it's a there's a knas in Metam, because it's Dibura, it shouldn't have the din of knas to be made of. And it works perfectly because if you look in the Rush, they quoted in the Shita Mekubetzes in Krisus. Some of the Shitas are on the Daf, and some of them, they look in Hashmatis, and at the end of the Masechta, they'll give you the letter that they tell you to look at is Yud Gimel. So you have your page here. This is what it is. It's the page from the right after Masechta Krisus, you have Hashmatos from the Shita Mekubetzes. So it's really an elaboration of Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. They have two comments from the Rush. Both are from the Rush. When it says, Lafuki Mosa Mefagel, so he quotes Rashi, you don't pay Metav, V'lo Nire, Shari Aminu Kulam Kavos Meshalmi Metav, meaning everything, meaning including Mefagel. Meaning it's the same thing as what the Gemara talked about, everything in the list. What was in the list? Metaminam Nasech. The Rush didn't see any chiluk. It's all the same. It's kulam kavos, so Mefagel should be the same thing. L'chein yirali l'myutei d'lo chashuv masnita. Kedikamar hasam on the other Gemara by Raboshi, Abishlom Eshmub, Niskim Amun Kamayri, Niskufuul Kamayri. Tos was Harash. And another comment of the Rush, Gilyan Harash. Next part. Pirsha Kundis, Dilom Ishtami Mimetav. That in most of the Fagot don't pay Meta, Velesa. The Bishba become a Muchach Behadit the Mishtami Mimetav. The Kamas and Mishlom of the Fagot Lokatem, because of Lokamayri. El Musa listening, but Dibu Lokamayri. Velokam Mishim to Lomishtami Mimetav. The Chelum Yuti, Dalad, Dabchia, Raboshi, the Kamasam. That the Mishnah is Mike Rav Oshia, Rav Oshia is Mike Rav Chia. So what does that mean? It doesn't mean that the din doesn't apply. Rav Oshia doesn't mention Knossos, right? And the Mishnah doesn't mention the extra categories of Rav Oshia, but the din is clear. To count it by redemption, time of the Mepharshas in this Gemara Kamari. No, who said this? Who's asking this on Rashi? The Rush. Rav Oshia, you see why it works with Shitoso. The cheshbon that we gave for Rashi, the svara that we gave for Rashi, doesn't work for the Rush. The Rush explained metamei nasech, pay me metav, because it's a knas, ke'en doraisa. Knas doraisa has metav, knas rabban has metav. If that's the logic, then mifagel is a knas. If it's hezek shenik, it's a knas. Okay, it's dibura, so what? So what? So what does that do with not paying metav? Knas pays metav. Kefo pays metav. This is a knas, pays metav. There's no reason in the world that it should be different. The only reason Rashi can say what he says is because Rashi l'shitaso in our sugya, in the beginning and in the end, says that why do we pay metav by metav adam v'nasech? Because it's bechal nezek. And Rashi's words can fit w'manda amar shmei hezek, but can also fit w'manda amar lo shmei hezek. What does it mean lo shmei hezek? The chachamim treat it, even when they made the knas, they treat it like hezek. Yeah, but they can say that in the case of a Hezek, Shena, Nikir, which we're treating like Hezek, which is only Dibura, it's a weaker Mazik. So that, we're not going to give it the din that Nezek has of Edis. Then Rashi makes sense. So Rashi, Lishitaso, we can say what we said, and again, we'll have to work out that the Sugya here is going Mada Mishmei Hezek, and therefore the Gemara only said, and he doesn't list it, but it will have Din of Meitav. So the over there is going Halach, Lo Shmei Hezek, and therefore the Gemara is saying that it will not have Metav, and as we said, it could be that the other Svar of Agamar won't work as well over there, because if it's Taka Lo Shmei Hezek, then it's a Knas, and why not mention another Knas of Dibur as well? Okay, that's an extra possibility, but Lomaisa, that's the basic outline of what I think we could say for Rashi, and why the Rush would disagree. Okay, now we're both saying, anyone who had a question, the floor is yours. Yeah. I hope it's clearer, not more confusing. Yeah, Eita.
The Rashi that we're saying that we're saying Rashi is something that the time that we're not saying it's an ab because it's a chlal nezek.
Yeah.
That's he also saying it will not skana. That's but Rashi's, we're also explaining that Rashi's holding that the sugya is going that hezek shenik or shmei hezek. So we could say that that's only shmei hezek.
Yeah.
You could say that you would even say, but if it was really going within knas, that knas, you could then say what? It is like the rush.
Yeah, it's knas, but instead, you want to force Rashi. Rashi's only saying it like the Rabbeinu Chananel, for example, who said it because of shmei hezek. But I think Rashi's silence doesn't sound that way. In other words, Rashi never said anything except what he said. So to create a whole new possibility, a whole new track that really, according to other Manda Amar, you're paying me meta because of knas, and Rashi doesn't say it, I think is reading too much into Rashi. I mean, the Rush says it. Rashi doesn't say a word about paying meta because of knas by these three metamei amnasech. So like to suddenly put into Rashi doesn't get involved right now with the machokas shmei hezek or shmei hezek, but he does tell you b'chal nezek, and that's all you know. So. I mean, so then the other three that pay mitam nam nasech pay me meitav, I don't know anything about what Rashi says over here. B'chal nezek. The fact that asugya might be going by the shmei hezek, okay, I can hear. I mean, the Gemara ends up saying that. But to say that there'll be a different reason why, according to the Manda Amar lo shmei hezek, that you pay me meitav, and it's nowhere mentioned in Rashi. No inkling in Rashi that's what it's about. Sounds like it's too much to say that. I think that the Mahalach of Rashi is going to have to be true, even Manda Amar Lo Shmei Hezek, and that's because the Chachamim, in what they're doing, there's a takana, there's a knas, but there's a mechanism, and they treat it like a hezek, and that's the only way to read Rashi increases. And then you could say, oh, but it's also dibur, so therefore they didn't give it the same halacha of meitav that every other case of nezek has, even a hezek shen nikar case. Which is not dibur. The tamdav nasech have a maisas that he gave it meitav also. But dibur hezek shen nikar, they didn't give it the din of meitav. That halacha of nezek, they didn't want to give it that to that extent. I mean, I think that's what's glad to say that Rashi is going like the Rush. It doesn't have any. There's nothing in Rashi that would point in that direction. And again, I think it's gishmak. It works out. I mean, like, you know, if it didn't work out, I can quibble. You know, but it works out. The Rashi is the one who asked on Rashi increases. That Rashi doesn't sound right. That it's just a halacha. Just it doesn't mention it. It's not that it doesn't have meitav. And the Rashi here says that the reason that they have meitav by the three of them is because of knas. So maybe it makes sense that mefagel should not be different. I mean, it does work out. It just happens to work out. Yeah. One more, yeah.
How would the Rashi understand the tzad and the gemara that hezek shen nikar?
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. First of all, I know how the Rashi the kaimelon shmei hezek. What would he hold? What I think I see in the Rashi is an echo of the Pnei Yeshua. In other words, the Pnei Yeshua said in the beginning of the sugya, when he explains why Rashi chose to explain the nasech like shita of Rav and not like shita of Shmuel, and he explained that what Rashi is saying in effect is what the Masha says. That it's not going to create a loss except the difference in price, which is the same as Medamea. That was the taina that Rav had on Shmuel. So what about Shmuel's response? What was Shmuel's response? Yeah, but it's a knas, so you can't compare one knas to another. It's all the same, but you never know. Maybe they're in a knas here, not over here. That means that Shmuel is going, that Yechai Midam knas. That means hezek lo shmei hezek, says Ibn Yeshua. But if Chia calls it avos l'shami meitav, it's got to be hezek lo shmei hezek. To me, that's the Rach. Ibn Yeshua says that's why Rashi couldn't learn the sugi like Shmuel, because Shmuel could only justify listing menaseich after medameya to say knasim meknasa lo yalfinan, because he's going to say hezek shei nikar lo shmei hezek, and that can't screw with Chia. In effect, Shmuel could not agree with Chia's brice. Yeah, so that sounds what the Rashi is saying too, that the Rav Chiya has to hold Shmei Hezek. But I don't understand, the Gemara had a suggestion, maybe just like the Havamin, Leima Kasav Rav Chiya, that it has to be Lo Shmei Hezek, because otherwise Hatanele Hezek. How could you say that? Then how could it be Meita? I mean, the Gemara had at least a line of the Gemara that had that. That I don't know. That's difficult. Zok the Gemara. Okay, so now we work through the cheshbon of minyana de rachia lamiuti mai and so on. Continues the Gemara. Bishlamu latana didan. I understand well, according to the Mishnah by us in Bava Kama, tana avos mechal diika toldos. So by saying the word avos, it's coming to teach us that there's the subcategory of toldos. as Rashi says, "Kidei parshinu le'il," like we had in the beginning of this Masechta, "L'chol chad v'chad," each one has its todos, "Negifo neshicha le'keren," "Neschachcho hena'asa," "Todah d'shein v'chein le'kulan." So every one of the avos that are mentioned, of the four avos, there are todos. This Rashi, by the way, is mashma that according to Rav, that Mava is Adam. So Mava also has what? Has todos, right? We discussed that Gimon Beis. Are there todos to Adam? And what are they? So there was one mentioned in the Rishon, right? Who was it? I forget. That's what, maybe there are no todos of Adam. The Rashi is mefurish that you have to know what the kid, which one it's going to be. Is it Yashin? What? Yashin or what?
Neir
Av Toda Yashin. Or Kocha, or Kicha V'Nio. But anyway, Rashi's Mashmah, B'chein L'Kulan, they all have told us. Elo Rav Chiya Rav Hoshea, who have the expansive list of 13 or 24, Avos Mechal Dika Todos, Todos, Sein Mai Niu. What are the Todos? What could be the Todos of all the rest of the list? You don't find Todos every one of these things. Amar Ravi, Avo, Kulan Ka Avos, in a different sense. Avos means it's mentioned in the Chumash, but Lagabe, what are we called Avos? Lishale Mi Meitav. Just for this halacha, that there's a din that in all these cases, the Chiv Tashlum is Mi Meitav. My time. How would you know that all these cases have a Chiv Meitav? Asya, we learn out, Tachas, Nesina, Yishalim Kesef. These four words are key words that allow us to access the din of Meitav. Exactly how? So here there's Drachim and Rishon and Rashi here, the Rach. Let's start with Rashi. Exactly how it plays out in all of these lists in Avos Nezik and Avav Chiyah. Rashi is going to go to Keseder, the order of Avav Chiyah. Avav Chiyah is including Rav Oshi already, so then it's going to be everything. Says Rashi, Tachas Nisina, the Bekuluk Sivir, you have to have your Chumashim handy. Yeah, everybody. Have your chumashim handy. Okay. The Bekul Ksiv, where is the main place where you would have the word Meitav? Which of the Avos Nezikin? Shem Regel, Meitav Sadeh Meitav Karma Yishalim. Right, that's the Mishpatim. But then you have also the other avos of the Mishnah, Shara Muad, according to Shor, according to Rav, that's what Shor is, Shor Hamuad. Karen. The Bekuog Siv, O Tachas, so you have Tachas Nesina Shem Kesef. It actually starts with the order that Imar mentions. Siv, O Tachas, either it's written Tachas, and if it's written Tachas in any one of these 24, Vigamrinan Tachas, Tachas Mishor Muad. So then we're going to get Tachas back from Shor Amur. D'chsib Bei, Shor Tachas HaShor. Ma'hosam, so where is this pasuk? Shalem Yishalem, take your Chumashim to Parshas Mishpatim. Where does it say? By Muad to pay Shalem Yishalem, Shor Tachas HaShor. This is Chav Beis Lamed Vav. Right? It starts in Pasuk before by Yeshor Tam, Umachwis Yeshor Achai, Ki Yigov Shavish Yeshor Re'eyu. O no da, this is Shor Amuad, Ki Shor Nagachu Mitzmo Shoshim Leishmen Ba'olav, Shalim Yishalim Shor Tachas Hashor, Bameis Yelo. So if any one of these 24 Nezikin, it's written Tachas, then you'll learn out Tachas from Shor Amuad. Dechsibbe Shor Tachas Hashor, Mahasam Mimetav, just like by Shor Amuad, the din is Meitav. How do you know Shor Amuad is Meitav? Rashi's continuing to gomer Mishem Beregel, the Sibbei, Meitav Sadeil, Afkan Meitav. So Rashi says Shor Amuad is learned from Shem Beregel. How do you learn from Shem Beregel exactly? In what way does Shor Amuad get learned from Shem Beregel? Rashi doesn't explain. What would you think? Is it Mamatzinu? How could it be Mamatzinu? The Gemara is going to have an Hamad based Pircha. So you have a Pircha from Shem Beregel to Shor. Unless you say once the Torah already said, that's only to learn out that there's a Chiyav Mazik. Now, if you know the Chiyav Mazik, you just want to learn out the detail of Meitav, maybe you don't have a Pircha. That's one possibility. What else could you say maybe? You learn it from where? What else does it say? What Lashon does it say here as well in the Pasuk? Besides Tachas. What does it say by Shor Amuad? Shalem, Yishalem. And what does it say by, and what's one of the other words? One of the other words is Yishalem. And what does it say by short by Shem Beregel? It says, so either it's because of a mamet sino that you're not going to ask a pirchan because it's only a detail that you're learning out, maybe that, or maybe because of yisharim. Rashi doesn't say. So now you have tachas by shorah muad, and shorah muad is learned from Shem Beregel, however. So afkan netav, so too, so what would that mean? That he wants to pay with real estate to the nizik. The nizik can force him to collect, to pay from edis. So that's tachas. So the tachas can be learned out from shoramud, which says tachas. The next word in the list of four words is nesina. Oh, nesina. If you find in one of the 24 avos nezikin of Avchia, you find the word nesina. The gomer nesina mishor shenagach es ha'eved. So then you'll get nesina from shor shenagach es ha'eved. Techsiv bei yiten ladona. Where is this? This is a parash of Kofer. Here's in Mefurash Rashi that Kofer of shloshim shel eved pays mimeta. Where's this pasuk? Chav Beis Lamed Beis, the same page that you were on from before. In Evedigach Hashoro Amma, Kesef Shloshim Shkal Miten Ladonav. So you have, what word do you have? Yitain. So that means anytime you find the word Nesina, you'll be able to learn Netav from where? From Yitain, from Kofar of Shloshim Shal Eved. And how do you know Shloshim Shal Eved? Rashi again didn't say. How you know Shloshim Shel Eved? What? How you know Meitav by Shloshim Shel Eved? Rashi says, you know Nesina, anytime it says Nesina, you eat in Nesina, you learn Meitav because you learn Shloshim Shel Eved. And what about Shloshim Shel Eved? Where do you see that Meitav?
The two segment quotation.
So it could be from Kesef, because it said, we're coming up soon to Kesef, and Kesef is learned from Bor. Right?
In the Pesukim Rashi quotes both of them say Yishalim.
But it doesn't say Yishalim here by Kofar by the Eved. The other case of Kofar, that's the other Lashon, the Nasan. It's also that's Kofar. We see in Tosas Kofar pays me Meitav. Also regular Kofar pays me Meitav. That's the earlier pasuk.
The Shor Shenagach Es Eved Ichsebe Yitim Ladonav Yishalim.
No. You're paused in the wrong place. Rashi's going to Keseda the Lashon. Tachas Nesina Shalim Kesef. Read with me. The Bekuo Ksiv. In all these cases, it's written, O Tachas, parentheses, or dash. Either it's written Tachas, and which case, Begami and Tachas, B'tachas B'shar Amur, Sib, Beim, Tachas, Shalim, 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 Metav, Tugam, Shem, Regal, Sib, Metav, Sadeu, Avtan, Metav, Shabbo, Shalim, Kakadizim, Shwe, Zeko, Magvin, Edis. Okay, end of the parentheses. So it's written, O Tachas, right? Now, pause, semicolon, right? So either it's written Tachas. O No, oh Nesina, or it's written Nesina. In which case, the Gamar Nesina Nesim Mishosh Nogach Se'evet El Sibitin Adonav. Semicolon. Good, got it. So that means that we know that the Shloshim Shel Eved is what is Meitav, and you learn Nesina from Yitain of Shosh. If I ask you, where do you know Shloshim Shel Eved Meitav? She leaves us hanging on there. Okay, you have to say maybe Kesef. Kesef is another word in the four. We're going to get to the. Either that, or somehow everything gets to, anything that's within the category of the Avos Nezikin themselves is considered like Shein Veregel, Sana Mimela. I don't know, but that's hard to say exactly what. I mean, this is not exactly, it's sure, it's a Gicha of a Shor. Maybe that's automatically part of like Shein Veregel. Not clear. So that's, we have Tachas, we have Nesina. Oh, Yishalem. Now Rashi is going the third of the four words. Or it's written Yishalem, in which case, if it's written Yishalem, then that's the easy connection that goes straight to where? To Shem Veregel, but Gama Mishem Veregel Del Siv Behen Meitav Karmo Yishalim. So that's again semicolon, right? Okay, in the Rashi, good. It's written O Tachas Or Nesina O Yishalim. Now the fourth O Kesef, or it's written Kesef, and if it's written Kesef, then where do we get that the Meitav from the word Kesef? But Gama Mibor Del Siv Be Kesef Yashiv Liv Olav. So then we learn from Bor. And Bor, it says Kesef. And I ask you again, Rabbi Osai, and how do I know Bor is Mimeita? Again, within Rashi. It says by Bor, it says Kesef. But how do I know Bor is Mimeita? No, find me the Pasuk by Bor. Where's Bor? Same page. No, so tell me, that's easy. Where does it say by bor, right before the word kesef? What does it say? Yishalim. Yishalim right away takes us back to Shem Beregel. That's easy. So you have bor, it could be learned from Shem Beregel, either with Yishalim or Mamatzin, I suppose, if you wanted to say that. But it could be the Yishalim also. And then it says kesef. So now kesef becomes its own limud to any other place it says kesef. So these are the four words, tachas, or nesina, or yishalim. Yishalim is the easiest connection to Shem Beregel, or kesef. And if it's kesef, that's written, then it takes us back to bor, and bor is meitav. And if it's tachas, it takes us back to shor amud, which is meitav, however you know that. And if it's nesina, it takes us back to shloshim shel eved, which is meitav, however we know that. And those are the four. Now, here's a shal in the girsa. Now, continue. Rashi, the way we have the arba avos gemiri ku mishem v'regel. But more mustaber is the Hagar, I think, of the Rashash, who is magia here, because he continues with shomachina. And mustaber, he's going according to the order of Rav Oshia now. He finished now he gave you the heading, now he's going through Rav Oshia and then to Rav Chia. So Rav Oshia, how does Rav Oshia start? Tan Rav Oshia, shloshim savas nezikin, shomachinam v'ashoel. So Rashi's going Keseda, right? He's going Keseda. So what would be the gear? So that would be probably more correct. Not Arba Avos. I mean, it doesn't say Arba Avos Kmi Kum Mishem Berek. Suddenly he tells us that now. How exactly? But how did the Magia, what should it say? Ba'arba? What did they change it to? Ba'arba Shomrim. Yeah, so that makes sense because he's going to really talk about the Shomrim right now. Could be. So that might be because it's all Yishalim. It's all Yishalim with Shonos, right? So the four Shomim are going to have Meitav because that's going to be straight from Shem Beregel, which is the Yishalim link. That's the link of Meitav Kamo Yishalim. So Arba Shomim Gemiri Kum B'Shem Beregel. How so? B'Shom Achinam Ksiv. All right, again, have your Chumashim. Asher Yashun Elohim Yishalim. Where are we here? Where are we in Peshpatim? Where? No? Chevra. Where are we? We're turning pages. Where are we now? Chabez Ches. The first parish of Shomim is Shomachinam. Pasuk Ches. Akod Barpesha, Shomach Hamor, Sal Salma, Koaveda, Shemikilze. Yo Asher Yashirin Elohim, this Dechi of Hashomim, of Shomachinam, Yeshalim Shnaim Lereyehu. So that means Shomachinam's payment is Yeshalim, is learned from Shem Beregel. That's Meitav. Good. Beshoel Ksiv, Ba'ol of Inimo, Shalim Yeshalim. That's the parish of Shoel, too. It's right after Shomachinam comes to Masachar, but then you have Shoel. The order of Oshi was not the same order as the Chumash, as we saw earlier. So you have by Shoel, Shalim Yishalim, good. But no, say Sachar, see, that's in between Shomachinam and Shoel, you have Shom Masachar. What does it say there? Im ganav yganav me'imo, Yishalim with Olav. That's Pasuk Yud Aleph, Chabez Yud Aleph. So Yishalim. Okay, and what about Socher? So Rashi explains, Socher ain't a custom of Torah. It doesn't say Tachas and Shemesh Am Kesef there. What does it say by Socher? What does it say by Socher? Im Sachir who? At the end of Pasuk Yudalit. Ba Bischaro. There's not a Tachas, it's not Yesina, it's not Yisham, it's not Kesef. But what's the answer? How come you pay me Meitav? Because what's the halach of a Socher? Dino ke. Either Shemachinam or Shemesachar. So we know already what Shemachinam and Shemesachar both mimeta based on the Rishalim. So Rashi says, Socher eno kosav Torah, vodino kinosi sachar. Good. So notice, Rashi's following the order of which Brisa right now. What's Rashi's methodical way of looking through? He's going to Rav Oshia. Good. So you have Rav Oshia's four Shomim. Now what comes next in Rav Oshia? He's going now with the five, the payments of, right, the Chamisha Dvarim. So now Rashi's going to go to that. Continues Rashi. The nezek the chovel b'chaveiro k'siv nesina. Now we're talking about nezek. So by chovel b'chaveiro adam the azik adam, it's written the sina ken yinasein bo. V'hainu mamon hanitan miyad liyad k'dashina b'chovel ken yinasein bo is to pay nezek. What's Rashi quoting a pasuk where? Parshas not sefer Shmos anymore. Now we're in sefer Vayikra. What parsha? Where's the Pakeh Ben Mishal Menah Parsha, or the Chovah B'Chaveru Parsha? I mean, the Nezek of Chovah B'Chaveru. That's in Emor, at the end of Emor. What does it say at the end of Emor? Chaf, a Chav David Chaf. Severta ishkitimun ba miso kasha asa ken ye asalo. This is a chova chave, kitin mun ba adam. Kitin mun ba miso. Shever tachas shever, ayin tachas ayin, shen tachas shen, kasher, yitin mun ba adam, ken ye nasen bo. What's the key word here? What's the key word? Yinasen. Yinasen bo, dav anita miyad liyad, Rashi says, that's a drasha to pay. To pay what? To pay mamun. Not the way you'd think that you give him the mum. Rashi says here, Pirshu Rabbi Seinu, she'enu nesinas mum mamish, ela tashume mamun. Shaban oso ke'eved, kach kasub bo lasha nesina, daba anitan miyad liyad. But meanwhile, nesina also says that you pay with what type of assets? Meta. So that's nezek. Nezek is from the pasuk here in Emor. Good. Why betzar? Going through the five of tashume chavola. Betzar ksiv, petza, Tachas patsa. What's the key word here? Tachas. Petsa tachas patsa. Where's this pasuk, chevra? Petsa tachas patsa. Where's this? Not in Emor. In back in Mishpatim. Back in Mishpatim. Yeah. Where's petsa tachas patsa? Chaf aleph. Chaf hey. Right. You have kinatzu anashim and so on, and then masaniya, ayin tachas ayin and so on, kviya tachas kviya, and then petsa tachas patsa. Chaf hey, chaf aluf chaf hey. So what do we do with this pasuk? It's a rebuy to mechayev tsar. Even when you're paying nezek, petza tachas patsa b'dashinali b'ach, come on b'achovel, petza tachas patsa litein tsar b'mokom nezek. Rashi quotes it in Chumash as well. You mentioned this Rashi once. Even though you're paying nezek, you pay tsar as well. So that is the word tachas. And now you know tsar is nimeta, because tachas, and tachas takes us back to what? Who remembers? Earlier Rashi? Tachas is connecting back to which one? Sharmui, good. Good. So we have Nezek, we have Tsar. The Ripoy Vesheves Ksiv Nesina. Shifto Yitin Verapo. Okay, what's he quoting here? Sheves Ripoy. Ripoy Vesheves. What's he quoting? Shifto Yitin Verapo. What's he quoting here? Chaf Aleph Yud Tes. Bechi Riven Anashim, it says. Dika Isha is Rebbe Evan of the Egrof. And now it says, Im Yokim Misach Bachutz. Then you're not have to. He's not a rotzeach because the person survived. But what does he have to pay? Rak shifto yitain v'rapi rapi. The lashon yitain is nesina. It's going on what? It's going on two payments, on the payment of sheves and employment, and on ripui. Right. So this is nesina for sheves ripui. What's left now of the heidvarim? Boshes. Next word should be. Rashi says, and Baya says, Ube Sheves Ksiv. Not correct. We read Tokir Sheves, right? Viripa Vesheves Ksiv, Nesina, Shifto Yitin Verapo. What's the next word? The Magiat, correctly. What should it say? Ube Boshes Ksiv. And it's clear from Rashi, continues, Behemshech. Now we have to explain Boshes. So this is what the word should say. You have yours, Magia also on the side. Ube Boshes Ksiv. Tachas, it's written by Boshes Tachas. Where is it written? Tachas, a connection to Boshes. There's already a bit of a stretch. Let's see why. Gabi ones umefater. By ones umefater, dechsiv, tachas asher ina. It's written in the parsha of ones, tachas asher ina. What pasuk is Rashi quoting, Rabbi Say? Where are you going to look now? Not Sefer Shmos, not Sefer Vayikra. We have another Sefer of the Chavisha. Where are we looking now? Sefer Dvarim. Where's the parsha of ones? Kiseitzeh, good. So what is the pasuk tachas asher ina? Chav beis. Chav beis, what? Chav tes, good. The parasha begins with chav ches. Kiimse ishna v'sula shalo raso sfasa v'shachavim avnim. So, this is ma'anis a woman, anar v'sula v'nasan ha'ish ha'shochivima. This is the halach of chamishim kesef. Chamishim kesef. So that is the knas of ones, right? It says the nasan. We'll get to that soon. It says the lo siyog isha, and she shall stay married. She shall marry him. Tachas asher ina, because he pained her. But the Gemara darshins the following: Tachas asher ina, that the chamishim kesef is for the fact that he afflicted her. He was ma'aneser. But besides for that, there's another payment that you have to pay separate from the chamishim kesef of in, because ina, and that has to do with boshes upgam. So that's a chiva boshes that's mentioned in the connection to the case of ones. Rashi says the word tachas used there, which is implying that there's another chiva here behind, besides for the chiva of chamishim kesef, meaning boshes, so it's written in connection to the word tachas, so that tells me all the time that the chi of boshes is going to be mimeta. That's what you see in this Rashi. It's Rav Chaim in the Sefer that says that the chi of boshes of ones is a different boshes than the boshes of heidvarim, of chavala. This Rashi would seem to suggest otherwise. Rashi is using the mucker of boshes of chavala as the mucker that boshes all the time is mimeta. Says Rashi, ubeboshes ksiv tachas gabi ones umefati ksiv tachas asher ina v'dashina b'ksuvas perik elunaris chamishim kesef tachas ha'inui. The tachas ha'inui has been telling us the chamishim kesef is for the inui mechlau, to imply for us the ika boshes upgam. So therefore, I know that boshes has what has the chiyuv of meta from the word tachas. So it comes out according to this. Sar is from Tachas. Ripui Mishavis is from Yitain, Nisina. Boshes is from Tachas, a different Tachas. Rashi has another suggestion for the Heidvarim. Lishna and Nezek is from Kasha Yitain Mumba Adam, Keinas in Bo. Lishna Achrina, a different way to get to for the Chamisha Dvarim. Ho Bekasa Bechobe Bechavero Tachas, the Sir Petz Tachas Potsa. And that's in Parsha of Chovel. Ku Chamisha Dvarim Didei Mihasam Garminan. So you don't have to go forcing the other ones from a different tachas and from the yitain. Somehow the tachas, a pet tachas patsa, covers all chamisha dvarim. Because it's a case of chovel. So then you can just get it all from that tachas. That's another suggestion. Okay, so again, Rashi's going to say this. So we just finished the list of who? Rav Oshia. Now we're moving on to the list of Rav Chiya. See, the Rashi is very methodical. Now Rav Chiya's list. We'll get through this. Okay, where are we? It's Kedai, Rabbi Osai. You think it's just stam. To see words in the Chumash in front of you is Osius Machkimos. It gets you feel, you know, you should feel like you're familiar where things are. So what does it say? Where does it say Kefel? Let's find Kefel. By Kefel Ksiv, Yishalim Shnayim. Where is this?
Chavbeis
Ches Shmos. It's interesting. It's dafka the case of the Shomer Chinam paying Kefel here, right? This is the Loimasiya Ganef. Okay, but it's Toin Tanis Ganef Kefel, but it says Yishalim Shnayim. That same pasuk that we used earlier by Shomer Chinam, we're using now for the Kefel of a Ganef. Yishalim Shnayim. Ubetashkumi Abba Chamisha Ksiv Chamisha Vaka Yishalim Tachas. Where's this pasuk? Where's this? This is earlier. This is Chav Beis Lamed Zayin. So what is Rashi quoting from here? Chamisha Boke Yishalim Tachas Ashor. No, which one is it? You have two possibilities. Take your pick. Which one is it? No? If I ask you on the Bechina, maybe. I don't think so, but maybe. Abba Dalet Vehei. How do I know Meitav? What word or words would you say? No, you have really two options, right? Rashi quoted here. Yishalim Tachas Hashor. No, so you have the Yishalim, you have the Tachas. Rashi could have meant both, right? Chamisha Bak Yishalim, he quoted both. Yishalim Tachas. Okay, so that's Dalet Vehei. What else was in Rav Chiya? Ganef Gazlin. So what's Ganef? So remember Rashi said before, what was Ganef? Ganef was the case where the Ganef did what? Where he was Modeh Me'atzmo, without Beis Din. So it was a separate in the list, but as far as a Mokker is concerned, you don't need a new Mokker for Meitav. The same mark of Karen the Gana Bechal Kefel. See Rashi is saying, if Kefel is Yishalim Shnayim, it's Mimetav. Kefel includes the Karen. So even though Rav Chiya counts Ganav as a separate in the list, which is a Ganav Shahoda, and Kefel is separate in the list, but as far as a Makar source for Metav, we can go to the source of the pasuk by Kefel. That's what Rashi says. Okay, what else was Rav Chiya? Ganav the Gazlin. Where's Gazlin's Makar for Metav? Ubegezok Siv Nesina. The Nasan Lasher Asham Lo. Where is this? We went through Sefer Shmos. We had Sefer Vayikra, Sefer Dvarim. We only didn't do Bereshis. I don't think we'll get to Bereshis, but we do have now Bamidbar. This is in Bamidbar. What parish in Bamidbar is this? The Nasan Lasher Asham Lo. Bamidbar Hey. Here they tell you. Bamidbar Hey. No, what is this? Parish of Gezel Agir. A little few psukim there in Parshas Naso. Right, by Hashem Gzelos has a little bit of a detail that wasn't mentioned in Vayikra, and it talks about a Gezel Ager case, but then it mentions earlier in the Parsha there, Perek Hey, Pasuk, no? V'nasan Hashem pasuk zayin. So, talking about a person who's withholding a pikadon from somebody, he's a gazgan in that sense, and he has to return it, or he stole whatever. V'heishav es Hashem b'rosho. V'nasan Hashem Hashem lo. There's a gazgan. He's a gazgan. V'nasan, that's nesina. Okay, this is the biggest challenge. Edom zomimin. This is already a tosis that we're going to get to, Mirth Hashem, and other Rishonim have other suggestions. What Rashi says is, the Edom Zomim Ksiv, Behu, Nefesh B'Nefesh. Look at this. Back to Sefer Dvarim. Where's Edom Zomim? Where's that in Sefer Dvarim? Parshas Shoftim. Parshas Shoftim. Perek Yud Tes. Here, Rashi has to force something a little bit into the words. It doesn't say Tachas, but what does it say? By Edom Zomim. Yud Tes, Nu, what Pasuk? Yud Tes Chaf Aleph, right? The Edom Zomim mentioned this is one Kasha Zaman Pasuk Yud Tes. Losachal Se Necha, don't have any mercy. Nefesh B'Nefesh, and so on. So Edom Zomim have to pay, and you do to them what they wanted to do to the person. Nefesh B'Nefesh. Nu, as Rashi says, Siv Nefesh B'Nefesh, command Siv Tachas Dami. So here already it doesn't say Tachas. What does it say? Nefesh b'nefesh, but the idea, the spirit of nefesh b'nefesh is nefesh tachas nefesh. So that counts as, according to Rashi, as the drasha of tachas. Fascinating. That counts as the drasha of tachas. Tosis has other drachim on this. Edom Zomim paying me mate, have you seen? Have you shown him other drachim? We'll get to a whole tosis on this. Rashi says it's based on that. Okay, we're going to say the Rav Chiya. What comes after that in Rav Chiya's list? Edom Zomim, what's left? Onus and Fatim Otsi Shemra, says Rashi. But onus on fatim mutzi shema. This is parshas kiseitze. Onus is mutzi kiseitze. Mutzi shema is kiseitze. Mefatim is mishpatim. Ksiv kesef. V'nasan l'vi anar chamishim kesef. Hainu onus. I think we saw that pasuk earlier. Mefatim kesef yishko kemor habesulos. That's in parshas mishpatim. Chav beis what? No. You all looked it up in the morning. You don't remember from the morning what pasuk it was in Perek Chav beis. No. Chav beis what? Kesef Yishko Kimor Habisulos. Tezayin. Chav Beis Tezayin. Chifata Ish. Kesef Yishko. So you have, by Onus it's Vinasan. By Mefat it's Kesef Yishko. That's Kesef. Vimotzi Shema, that's back in Parashas Kiseitze. V'anshuo so Meyo Kesef. Good. And then finally, so that takes us to the last three. And what are the last three? This is what we medayik earlier in Rashi. Metamei, Medame, Menasech, Bechal Nezekein. Ubenezek Sibbei, here you have to know what Rashi is goris. Nezek Sibbei what? So here we have the gear says Tachas. That would work with the Lishnachrina of Rashi before, right? How do we know Nezek is Meitav? So Rashi's Lishnachrina was because of Persa Tachas Platza. But if you don't go with that, then the gear says should be what? Benezek Sibbei what? What did I change it to? Nezek Sibbei, what was the gear say? Yeshalem, Makibim Eshalmena. Yeah. Yeah, or can you nothing because it's also been a sinna. Yeah, okay, this is the cheshbon of the Gemara. Okay, we have left for ourselves, we have to go through the Tosis and Keseder, back to Edom Zomim, and then go Keseder to Tosis, and Mirth Hashem will be able to go through it, you know, little by little. Okay, let's see.